It's Sunday, June 21st, 2026. This is the RateHarp Morning Brief. Rates today as of June 21st, 2026. The mortgage landscape in Canada presents a mix of opportunities and challenges for buyers and investors. The current rates reflect a 5-year fixed mortgage at 4.69%, a 3-year fixed at 4.58%, and a 5-year variable rate sitting at a more attractive 3.55%. For many potential borrowers, understanding these rates is crucial for making informed decisions. The spread between fixed and variable rates is significant, with fixed rates generally offering stability against rising interest rates, while variable rates provide potential for lower payments, especially in a decreasing rate environment. When considering whether to lock in a fixed rate or opt for a variable mortgage, borrowers should weigh their financial situation and risk tolerance. A fixed rate can offer peace of mind, ensuring that monthly payments remain constant over the loan's term. In contrast, a variable rate can be advantageous if rates decrease, but it also carries the risk of increasing payments if rates rise. With the Bank of Canada's recent adjustments and market fluctuations, it's essential for borrowers to stay informed about potential rate movements. Choosing between fixed and variable rates is as much about personal financial strategy as it is about market conditions. As we dive deeper into the current mortgage rates, the prime rate sits at 4.45%, which influences variable rate mortgages and lines of credit. For buyers, understanding the stress test rate of 6.69% is crucial, as it reflects the minimum qualifying rate for most mortgage products, ensuring borrowers can handle potential rate hikes in the future. Overall, today's rates indicate a competitive but cautious environment for mortgage seekers. Bank of Canada and bond yields. The current bond yields are pivotal in shaping fixed mortgage rates. The Government of Canada, GOC, 5-year yield is at 3.04%, while the 3-year yield is slightly lower at 2.88%. These yields are indicators of investor confidence and expectations for future interest rates. When yields rise, it generally translates to higher fixed mortgage rates, as lenders adjust their pricing to maintain profitability in the face of increased borrowing costs. The Bank of Canada has been actively managing monetary policy to navigate economic challenges and inflation pressures. The interplay between bond yields and mortgage rates means that as the bank adjusts its policy stance, we may see corresponding movements in fixed mortgage rates. For instance, if the bank signals a more hawkish approach, we could expect fixed rates to rise, making it an opportune moment for buyers to lock in lower rates now. Furthermore, the recent decision by OSFI to cut bank capital levels to stimulate lending could create a more favorable environment for borrowers. Lower capital requirements can lead to increased lending capacity for banks, potentially driving down mortgage rates as competition increases. However, it also raises questions about the long-term stability of the housing market, particularly if lending standards are relaxed. The bond market is a critical barometer for mortgage pricing, and current yields suggest a cautious approach to fixed-rate borrowing. In summary, the bond yields and the Bank of Canada's policies create a complex backdrop for mortgage rates. Borrowers should remain vigilant about these indicators, as they can significantly impact their financial decisions in the coming months. Housing market. The Canadian housing market is currently experiencing a mix of resilience and challenges, highlighted by recent headlines. According to reports, Canadian home prices have hit record highs in most provinces, although British Columbia and Ontario are dragging the average down due to unique market pressures. This divergence underscores the complexity of the national housing landscape, where regional dynamics play a significant role in pricing and buyer sentiment. In Toronto, analysts suggest that condo prices may not have hit rock bottom yet, indicating a potential opportunity for buyers who are willing to take a calculated risk. This sentiment is echoed by the current trends in the market, where demand continues to outpace supply in many areas, even as some sectors show signs of stabilization. Buyers in the Greater Toronto Area, GTA, should be prepared for potential fluctuations in pricing as the market adjusts. Meanwhile, Vancouver is capturing attention not just for its housing market, but also for its role as a host city for the FIFA World Cup. The recent influx of visitors and the associated excitement have led to increased public transit ridership and a vibrant atmosphere, which can positively influence local real estate values. However, the ongoing discussions about government interventions in the condo sector, including the $3.2 billion plan announced by Mark Carney to purchase unsold BC condos, has sparked debate, Critics argue that such measures could be seen as a bailout for a struggling sector, raising concerns about long-term market health. Overall, the housing market remains a dynamic environment with various factors at play. While some regions are experiencing price increases, others are grappling with the implications of government policies and economic pressures that may impact buyer confidence. Regional roundup. Turning our attention to specific regions, the outlook varies significantly across Canada. In Toronto, the condo market remains under scrutiny as analysts suggest that prices may still decline. The ongoing affordability crisis is prompting many buyers to reconsider their options, leading to increased competition for entry-level homes. In Calgary, the housing market shows signs of growth, with new developments on the horizon. A proposed expansion of a popular tennis center is indicative of the city's investment in recreational amenities, which can enhance property values in surrounding neighborhoods. Additionally, a new neighborhood set to introduce over 2,500 homes reflects a commitment to addressing housing demand in the area. Vancouver continues to navigate a complex landscape, balancing its role in the FIFA World Cup with pressing housing issues. The record attendance at the World Cup Fan Festival highlights the city's vibrancy, but the looming concerns about the Whitecaps and government intervention in the condo market present challenges that could affect local real estate dynamics. In British Columbia, the government's recent plan targeting empty condos and development charges aims to alleviate some of the pressure in the housing market. However, the criticism surrounding this initiative suggests that stakeholders are divided on the best approach to stimulate growth and ensure affordability. Finally, in the Atlantic provinces, the housing market remains relatively stable, with steady demand for properties. The unique characteristics of these regions often lead to different market dynamics compared to larger urban centers. Buyers here may find opportunities for value, especially as remote work continues to influence housing choices across the country. What it means for buyers, sellers, and brokers. For buyers, the current mortgage rates present a mixed bag. Those looking for stability might lean towards fixed rates, while more risk-tolerant buyers could explore variable options. With the potential for further rate adjustments from the Bank of Canada, timing will be crucial for securing the best possible rate. Buyers should also consider the implications of the stress test rate, ensuring they are adequately prepared for future increases. Sellers are facing a unique landscape. While some regions are seeing price increases, others are experiencing stagnation. Sellers should be strategic in pricing their properties, taking into account local market conditions and buyer sentiment. Engaging with a knowledgeable broker who understands the nuances of the local market can make a significant difference in achieving a successful sale. For brokers, the current environment presents both challenges and opportunities. The shifting dynamics of buyer preferences and government interventions require brokers to stay informed and adaptable. Providing clients with comprehensive insights into market trends and financing options will be key to fostering trust and guiding them through the buying or selling process. Overall, the Canadian mortgage and housing market is at a crossroads, with various factors influencing decisions for buyers, sellers, and brokers alike. Staying informed and proactive will be essential for navigating this complex landscape. Here's what it means for you. Key takeaways. Current mortgage rates show a significant spread between fixed and variable options, affecting borrower decisions. The Bank of Canada's policies and bond yields are critical factors in determining future mortgage pricing. The housing market remains dynamic, with regional variations and government interventions shaping buyer sentiment. For free tools, visit rateharp.com.